Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us as we're ready. Man, I can't wait for next week, Mike. I can't lie to you, man. Starting Thursday, Friday, if that's not enough, all day Sunday, Sunday night, right into Monday night, finish it up with the Jets. And Aaron Rodgers going back to the Bay Area to play the 49ers. My God, did they set up a heck of a first week.
Oh, it's unbelievable, Joe. And it's the first Saturday night opener since 1950. They got away with it because the ban on broadcasting games on Friday nights doesn't start until the second Friday in September. So that's the first Friday. And I hope the people in Brazil appreciate what they're getting. We've been exporting crap to London since 2007, right? I mean, look at those games they get. Any given year, it's like, oh, well, this is a game nobody else wanted to host. This is potential NFC Championship preview. Two teams that are among the best in the conference. A game that the outcome of which will resonate into January because it may determine where the rematch is played if there is one. That is going to be a great game next Friday night, and I think it's a great way to start the season. And, you know, Joe, when they go to 18 games, if they go two byes, they're going to have to go back to playing on Labor Day weekend, and you could do that every year. You could do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sorry, college football, Sunday, Monday, NFL takeover of Labor Day weekend to start the season.
Yeah. Oh, I could very easily, I'm with you, see that happening. All right, so we got to bring it back here. We always have a little something here in South Florida for you. Odell Beckham, the injury, and I think we kind of felt this was coming a week or two ago. Hasn't been healthy since he's been here. They put him on PUP and even got a little Chris Greer with a little, well, we thought this might happen. What was your take? I was a little disappointed. I thought he's going to be ready to go. I look like a dumbass, and everybody's giving me a hard time. I thought, oh, we got our third wide receiver. He's ready, and he's not.
One of the most important things that a football team can do is manage expectations. And when you sign Odell Beckham Jr., if you know there's a chance he's not going to be ready for week one, you devise a strategy for getting that word out there. So people aren't expecting that he's going to make a splash right out of the gate, that he's going to be out there lined up with Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. If there's something that's potentially going to slow down his ability to be ready to go, make sure people are aware of it. And then if he is ready to go, it's a bonus. This whole thing was weird. He passes the physical when he signs his contract. He's out on the field doing individual drills during the offseason program, and then all of a sudden he can't pass the physical for training camp, and he's on the PUP list for the entirety of it. And now into the first 4 weeks of the regular season. And look, the way his contract's structured, he's got incentives that are tied to production. So I don't think he's thrilled about not being able to play. And I also checked the contract to see if there was any caveat in there for any pre-existing injury, you know, like the Kirk Cousins situation. Right. There's a thing in there about the Achilles tendon. Last year with Jimmy Garoppolo, there was stuff in there that tied his guaranteed money to pass in a physical for his foot injury. There's nothing like that in there. So if they didn't anticipate it being a problem, because they would have worked language in there to protect them. So the whole thing is just weird. And I get the impression that when they signed this deal, they probably didn't think it was going to come to this.
I agree. I thought the same thing. Now they're going, well, that's on you guys to think that this might not have happened. That's fine. So I gotta ask you this one. Is there a way to get your team ready with the new camp? And we've seen it with Mike McDaniel. And this is not ripping it. I'm just trying to get the healthiest and get your team ready to go at the same time, staying healthy through this new preseason and new camp that we have. Is there a proven way across the board, Mike? Are we still learning what's best to get your team ready for that first game?
We're still learning, because how much do you divide it between practice against your own team, joint practice, preseason games? The Eagles didn't use any of their starting offensive player in any of the preseason games, and they've justified it by saying our guys got all their work in practice and joint practices. But, you know, there's that mindset out there that you need the callus. That's the Jim Harbaugh term. And somebody else said that recently too. You got to have that full body callus so you're ready to go when it's full contact, tackle to the ground football. And if you don't have that, you're not going to withstand it. The problem is, to get it, some guys are going to get injured. And that's the balance you have to strike. And you have to accept the fact that some guys are going to get injured. You know, the Chiefs play their starters throughout the preseason, and the Chiefs have won the last two Super Bowls. You want your guys to be ready out of the gates, and you want your guys to be in the best position possible to withstand the rigors of a full season. So when you get to November and December, and it is counterintuitive, well, if we beat the crap out of them in training camp, they're more likely to wear down. But if you do it the right way, they're more likely to be ready. They're in peak physical condition, and the bumps and bruises that otherwise affect the guys who aren't prepared don't affect the guys that are prepared. So I still think it's a new world, and it's a moving target. And as the preseason shrinks farther, which it will, and this whole private equity thing, my one big takeaway of private equity is, when you introduce those kinds of companies into the NFL, they're going to be pushing the league for more money, more games,
right?
18, 19, 20. As this changes, it's going to constantly adjust the mindset of what you should do as a coach to get your team ready, because I think all 32 teams are going to have different approaches.
Yeah, I'm dying to see how healthy, and by the way, we're still waiting on a couple of guys, see if they're going to be able to play in the first game. I'm really curious to see what everybody's team looks like. Because, you know, you can bring guys up from the practice squad. You can do it in week one and get your guys ready to go. So, yeah, that will be an interesting one. So I spent a little time with Jason Sanders, the field goal kicker, and we're talking about, hey, how do you like it and what do you think? And I had the feeling that he thinks a lot of guys just going to rip it out of the end zone. The commissioner's going, why the hell did I put all that in if you guys are going to hit it out of the back of the end zone?
They know it's coming, because I've asked the league about it multiple times. They had an opportunity this week with all the owners together in Minnesota for this private equity thing. All they had was a short discussion and update on the performance of the new kickoff formation. When it's time to play, I'm not going to be your guinea pig. I'm not going to put the ball in play and risk a long return that's going to cause me to lose a game, especially if I'm holding a lead in the third or fourth quarter. I think the ball is going to get kicked out of the end zone. And from the NFL's perspective, they can say, at least we tried to make the play more interesting. They've also made the play a lot safer, because you make it safer if you don't do it. And if you're starting at the 30 instead of the 25 over time, you're going to have more scoring. So I think at some level, because I don't sense that they're troubled enough by this. They sold the whole thing as, oh, there's going to be 2,000 more plays every year. It's possible they're playing 4D chess here. That this is what they, I hadn't really thought it before. I'm glad, this is one of the reasons why I like doing these. It forces me to kind of think on the fly. I wonder whether or not this is what they wanted, because there's zero injury risk. if the ball's kicked out of the end zone. And now the ball's on the 30, so there's going to be more scoring as well.
Right. Yeah, I'm curious to see what week one, that's going to be kind of back of our head here to see how that all plays out for sure. So, well, we got the Brandon Ayuk deal done last night. I think everybody's a little surprised after Adam Schefter, like, I've never seen anything like this, and like an hour later, his deal was done. Kind of a strange one because it looked like he was headed the frustration. San Francisco was frustrated. Ayuk, what's going on with he and his agent? Then the deal all of a sudden gets done.
Well, here's what was happening. The 49ers, somebody within the 49ers, was actively leaking and spinning and getting the Adam Schefters and others of the world to say the things that were good for the 49ers, even after the fact. This idea that the 49ers hadn't moved their offer since August 12th. Look,
right.
They could have had Brandon Ayuk for $27 million before Amon-Ra St. Brown did his deal. Then they could have had him for $28 million. And then they went through this exercise where they basically dared him to go find another team that would pay him what the 49ers wouldn't. And he found five of them before the draft. There were five teams that were willing to pay him. And then the 49ers asked too much in trade because they didn't want to trade him. So they dragged their feet, and now they pay 30. And it would have been 27 on a four-year extension. That's a $12 million difference. So we see this time again. And Joe, this is what drives me crazy. Look at what the Vikings did with Justin Jefferson. They set the deadline of mandatory minicamp, and they got the deal done. So he's there for mandatory minicamp and all of training camp in the preseason. He's ready to go. The Cowboys and the 49ers with their receivers, and also the Bengals if they do this with Ja'Marr Chase, you don't do the deal right before the start of the season. You set the deadline right before the start of training camp so the guy's there and the guy's ready. Now you've got CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, and Ja'Marr Chase who aren't going to be as ready to go week one because of the holdout/hold-in mentality that kept them from being present and accounted for training camp.
You think the Ja'Marr Chase deal, I keep hearing the Brown family has no money and they can't afford that big check up front, or they don't want to pay that big check. Because Ja'Marr Chase made it pretty clear now that, hey, I want Justin Jefferson money. I'm a young guy, and that's what it's going to take.
Well, cash flow in the offseason is one thing. The Buccaneers haven't been giving out signing bonuses for decades. But once the season rolls around and you're getting that big-ass check from the league office for your TV money, you can afford to pay your players. Now, they're cheap, but they do have the cash flow. This is, I think, fundamentally about one thing. And my general position is the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost.
Yes.
The price always goes up. But, when you're talking about a first-round pick who's got a five-year contract, if you can delay it past that fourth year, you have gotten that guy for one full season for peanuts in comparison to what it's going to cost. So you're swapping out or not swapping out for Chase $4.8 million instead of whatever he's going to be making per year on his new deal. I think the Bengals desperately want to get that fourth year, just like the Cowboys are getting, and they shouldn't be getting. Michael Parsons should have held out. He's playing for $3 million this year.
Mm.
So, yeah, they'll pay him more. The market's going to go up. It's going to be more than $34 million per year in new money average when he signs a new deal, but they still got him this year for $3 million. That's the factor. That's the one time it makes sense to wait. If you've got that fourth-year salary at a low number, you get the player for that year, and you defer the new contract to some point in the future.
Hey, Mike, this Hassan Reddick thing, and listen to Joe Douglas yesterday. I mean, I don't know what the deal was when the trade was made, and I wasn't there, but Joe Douglas just looks like a deer in headlights saying, we want him back, and I don't know what's going to happen. They need him. They got rid of their other pass rusher. How does this finally end? What happens?
God, I don't know. And it all changes once you start missing game checks. It's $791,000 per week that Hassan Reddick is going to lose once the regular season starts. Is he wired to do that? Is he willing to stay away? It's one thing to rack up those training camp fines. It's another thing to give up game checks because those game checks are never coming back. And Hey, look, dysfunctional teams do dysfunctional things, and the Jets are dysfunctional at some level, at the highest level. The question is how much of it trickles down to the football operations. And they traded for a guy that wanted a new contract without working out a new contract. You know, one of the things that one of the few things I gleaned from Hard Knocks this year, the Bears were in the mix for Matthew Judon, but the Bears made it clear without a new contract, right, without him agreeing to our contract offer, we're not doing this deal. Why do you want a guy who's not happy with his contract? You don't trade for that. Then you're just inheriting someone else's problems. That's where the Jets screwed up here. And you know, I've seen some reporting, well, you know, the Hassan Reddick was okay with this, and they had a conversation. Hey, anything that isn't in writing and signed is worthless. It's worthless because once the player's traded, the player has all the leverage in the contract talks. You got to say to the player on the way through the door, we'll trade for you, but this is our deal.
That's right.
And if you don't take it, we're not trading.
Yep.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Total sense, absolutely. And it's just crazy. And looking at that look of his face, the general manager's face was just... was unbelievable to see him sitting there going, oh, we love him. We can't wait for him to get here. Hey, so I do want to ask you about Tom Brady and the Fox NFL deal and now the pending Raiders ownership deal. So the league now comes out and says, hey, Tom, you can do those games. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to be real good at it. But, boy, you talk about severe restrictions, not being at the facilities, not watching practice. My gosh, man, he might as well be an outsider and just show up for everything that they're going to tie his hands with to get ready for these games. Did that surprise you or not?
It did, because I didn't think the league would have the guts to stand up to Tom Brady. Because certain guys just get everything they want and no one will tell them no. And back in May, the commissioner said at a press conference after the quarterly meeting that they have some sort of arrangement that would avoid the conflict of interest and competitive issues of having a guy who was part owner of a team attending practice and present at production meetings, having access to facilities, et cetera. I thought they'd come up with some sort of a half measure. Because I said, hey, look, the Raiders are in competition with everyone. This isn't just an AFC West thing. Right. This is everyone. And I know that Fox predominantly does NFC games. It doesn't matter. You're in competition with everyone. And so when they have this sweeping, he can't go into facilities, he can't attend production meetings, he can't go to practice, he can't criticize officials, or he's subject to the same rules. I think what the NFL is doing here, they're trying to get him to choose one or the other. And I'm not sure that they care which one, although I think they'd probably rather he just give up the Raiders bid and stay with Fox. But I think they're trying to get him to pick a lane. And I think if push comes to shove, all it takes is nine owners to keep him out of the club. I think that at least nine owners are going to say, we're still not comfortable with this. We're not going to approve Tom Brady to be an owner of an NFL team because it's too much of a conflict of interest. And if he has to choose one or the other, Joe, the easy one is, hey, Fox is paying him $37.5 million a year. I need to know what he's getting the Raiders for, how much he's getting. My reporting back in July was that he came together with Richard Seymour, and along with their partners, they're getting 10.4%. I'd like to know how close to fair market value that is. I'd like to know what he's paying versus what, for example, a private equity fund would pay for that 10%. Wow. That gives you a better idea of how much it's worth to Tom Brady. And I just think they're going to try, for now, they're trying to get him to pick one or the other. And when push comes to shove, they're going to slam the door in his face on owning a piece of the Raiders. Yeah.
Wow, this is going to be an interesting one. Mike, as always, thank you so much, man. A lot of great stuff. Hell, we haven't even started the season yet. I appreciate it.
Here we go, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Mike Flora from Pro Football Talk with us this morning, talking about a lot of things. How about that? Wow. Tom Brady, man. I try to do both. He probably from that. He'll try to figure out something there. All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.